free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I mentioned it's Tuesday, April the 7th. It's probably about 3 weeks ago that we had a story here on InfoWars. Went viral. I had a cybersecurity expert show me a picture of a wristband for daily testing. Get your nose swabbed. Get your DNA analyzed right here. And then we can, if you're negative for the coronavirus or any other government mandated cooties, then you can travel and you get that little wristband and you're good for a day. And they change the color each day. And now we're seeing the St. Louis Fed, Federal Reserve, President James Bullard coming out on Sunday. Meant to mention this yesterday, saying, hey, I've got an idea. It just occurred to me. Of course, they all want to mark you and track you like the cattle they see you as, their livestock. This has been going on for a while. The solution is universal testing. There's a solution available, technology today, to fix the economic part, he says. And I don't know, maybe they have caught up with the testing stuff. I see that they have tested a tiger in the zoo, and he tested positive for coronavirus, and yet we see all these people whining, say, I can't get a test, right? And that truly is the case. If you go to somebody's drive-through testing sites, they say, sorry, you got to have a referral from a doctor to get in here. You got to have symptoms or something like that. We don't have enough tests. But they do have enough tests to test the animals in the zoo. Because quite frankly, a tiger is a lot more valuable to them as livestock than you are. And I just reported yesterday the German scientist who, and you can see the video clip, their band.video. The German scientist who went through and said, all right, I went into a lot of homes. We went into the area in Germany where there was the heaviest outbreak of coronavirus. And I went into the homes where there were entire families that had come down with coronavirus. And we tested it. We couldn't find any coronavirus on any surfaces. We couldn't find it on any pet fur or hair. You're not going to get this, he said, except by standing in close proximity to somebody and they breathe on you and you breathe that in. He said, that's the way to do it. So just keep your distance, but you don't have to freak out about all this stuff. And yet, this is what they are working on. As a matter of fact, we see the other stories out there. Immunity certificates are coming. Special passports to enable the return to normalcy. This is showing up everywhere. And they're going to continue to do this. Even if you're not sick, even if you were sick and you recovered, you're going to have some kind of an immunity certificate because you cannot be allowed to make the choices about your own health. This is what is so insidious and dangerous about this whole attitude. The fact that we would have the government say, no, I will make all the healthcare decisions for you. I will mandate what you can have, and I will prohibit what you want to have, right? If you want to have hydroxychloroquine, we've got a narrative going out there by the left and the press saying President Trump's got connections to the people who make hydroxychloroquine. It was he's got a top donor who's got some money in a company that makes this stuff. Look, President Trump is begging India for some more of this, and the Indian Prime Minister says, no, we're keeping it for ourselves. They have the most number of facilities that manufacture hydroxychloroquine. When I looked up where it was manufactured, there were 10 different places. Two of them were unknown. I don't know if they were in the United States, but all the rest of them were not. India had the most. They had 4 sites. Why, if this is something that we got to get from India, would that be something that President Trump is doing? But we're going to talk more about that. We'll talk about the fight inside the White House where you got Fauci and Jared Kushner deciding what health care you can have. This is amazing. We're all socialists now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, April 7th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at all of the globalists coming out of the woodwork like cockroaches, right on cue. We have 96-year-old Henry Kissinger. I wonder which rest home he is pontificating from as he writes Wall Street Journal op-ed pieces. No, he's not in a rest home. He's probably in the underground bunker. Like Dr. Strangelove. But we have Bill Gates, Kissinger, Soros, Gorbachev is back. Gorbachev, all these people. You know, the only way we're going to solve this is with global governance. We have the former prime minister of the UK out there saying the same thing, Gordon Brown. We can't solve this without global governance. This is too big for any one country to solve. Yeah, it is, as long as we don't lock these people up. Gates, Kissinger, Soros, Gorbachev, Gordon Brown. We'll see what happens with it. But, you know, when we look at the hypocrisy, let's just have a little bit of levity here at the beginning, because things really are serious. They're letting people die, keeping very effective medication from them so they can get the vaccine, so they can impose these tracking protocols, so they can destroy everything about the Constitution. And every day we see, and I've got a lot more of them today, a little petty tyrants out there flexing their muscle. You know, this is the type of thing. You've probably noticed, if you've ever worked in an environment where you're working on projects, right, like in engineering, somebody comes up with a great design. This is what I've seen in my experience. Typically, most great products, talking about software designs, is usually designed by one individual. He's got a comprehensive idea of it. He puts it together. He knows how all the parts are working together, and he's got something that's really good. And then he moves on to something else, and they bring in some people who are going to be maintaining it or updating it or whatever. And everybody's got a little thing that they want to add that's going to be their own. I put that part in there. See, I added that other button over there. Do you like the way that I changed this interface here? How about that subroutine that I put? You know, hey, that's cool. That's mine. That's mine. They've all got to put their little imprimatur on there, right? And so then all of a sudden you get something that doesn't work anymore. Like government. And this is what I see happening with all these little petty tyrants from the White House all the way down to the county level. They've all got to add their own little thing in here. Look, I came up with the idea that we could do this to people. And that's my idea. Nobody else thought of this. I thought of that. And so it is. It has become a competition from little petty tyrants to basically, you know, get attention. So we'll give you attention. Send us your tyranny reports. And, of course, I've got some to read from listeners sending stuff to David Knight Show at Proton Mail. See something, say something about your petty tyrants. We're going to give these people the attention that they deserve. And one example of the comical hypocrisy is the headline from Breitbart, "Reporters Without Masks Grill Trump for Not Wearing a Mask." That basically says it all. We don't need to get any deeper into that article. That says it all. And then we've got Joe Biden's virus advisor, Ron Klain, What was he saying back in February? He doesn't have a medical background. None of these people do, right? But they're going to decide your health care for you. They're going to decide what you're going to be allowed to have and what you're not going to be allowed to have. They're going to take away your choices. They're going to take away your travel, your freedom, your constitution, your bill of rights. But he was saying this guy that doesn't have a medical background, this political operative, this lawyer, that was the Ebola czar under Barack Obama. We're lucky we didn't all die with that, folks. We dodged the bullet. Imagine. They weren't ready yet. Look, you and I both know what would have happened if even with Ebola, something where 80% of the people who get it die because their insides turn into liquid, you know, like Carlin was talking about yesterday on the comedy thing. Yeah, it literally happened, George. Should have seen it. But if Obama had tried to institute what he's doing right now, even with Ebola, something far more serious than what we're talking about now, far, far more serious. Oh, yeah, we're talking about, look at this. My actual flu data shows 10% of the people who get it die. But I'm going to estimate that number of people that we think have it that we haven't tested. I'm going to estimate that number up by a factor of 100. So it says that we have 0.1% of the people die every year from flu. Then I'm going to compare that to the actual numbers that I've tested for coronavirus and say that it's 1.5%. See, coronavirus is 10 times more deadly than regular flu, not 10 times less deadly. So they mess with those numbers. But whatever you pick, right? A tenth of a percent, 1%, 10%, whatever, for the flu, for coronavirus. Compare that to Ebola, 80%. If Obama had enacted the kind of authoritarian controls that he's done now, would all the people out there, all your friends who are Trump supporters, would they say, trust the president, trust the plan. Obama's got a plan. It's fine. Everything will be fine. We don't have to worry. He's got a nice smile. He's a jovial guy. It's great. I trust Obama. That's why they have to do this kind of stuff under people like Trump and Nixon. You know, the wage and price controls, taking us off the gold standard, opening up China, on and on and on. I could go the creation of the EPA, the creation of the Department of Energy, all these different things, the creation of the war on drugs, all that stuff. Put it in under Nixon. Yeah, because it was actually Kissinger who was president. But let's talk about Ron Klain, the Ebola czar for Barack Obama. What did he say about this? Because he's now an advisor to Biden on the virus. He's the virus advisor because he was the Ebola czar. He said, we don't have a COVID-19 epidemic in the U.S. We're starting to see a fear epidemic. And then he praised New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's call to go to Chinatown, to go shopping, to stand with your neighbors. Same thing that Nancy Pelosi did, right? Pelosi and Bill de Blasio, let's go to Chinatown, right? Let's help China with all this. I'm on China's side. And I want to play for you video clip number one. This is Joe Biden trying to put together the talking points that were given to him by this genius, Ron Klain, who, again, I remind you, is not a doctor. He does play one in political campaigns, but he is not a doctor. He knows absolutely nothing about what he's talking about. Video clip number one, here's Joe Biden trying to string together the talking points. Roll it.
The case, we cannot let this, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let 18. Our democracy take second fiddle. We can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
Okay, there you go. do you know what he was saying? Does he know what he was saying? That's the real question. Does he even know what he's saying? And now we got Governor Cuomo. We don't need any additional ventilators. Yeah, he's stolen them from other places. You know, when I saw Boris Johnson and the sad reports about what was happening with him as he's now in intensive care, some of the people were saying he may be put on a ventilator. They were talking about how that is really a death sentence. You know, I kind of wonder, why are we working so hard to get ventilators when 80% of the people die? I mean, you get coronavirus and you've got about 1.5% chance of dying. And yet if they put you on a ventilator, that's like getting Ebola. 80% of the people die. They get secondary infections from the ventilator being there. Of course, you don't get put on a ventilator until you're already in serious condition, right? But that's not the way that we count coronavirus cases, right? You got people who are already in very, very serious condition before the coronavirus is there. So, I mean, if you're going to say the coronavirus killed them, then wouldn't you say the ventilator killed the people? You know, they come in there, they've already incredibly sick, and it's like, well, they were so sick, the ventilator didn't kill them. Well, that's the way they're counting coronavirus deaths. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My mind for more than 8 weeks has been fixed, constantly scanning, constantly computing to understand the strategic attack we're witnessing. We know by the scripting and the choreography and the fact that the virus has been scanned that it's man-made, an attack on our economy. The globalist media is firmly behind this, devastating the United States and driving Trump from power. But now we know from scores of studies from China, the UK, the United States, Europe, Brazil, Japan, that the virus reinfects and attacks different parts of the body. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an engineered bioweapon, just as the Indian scientist 8 weeks ago conclusively proved at their major university. They have a name for it at the Pentagon. It's called a soft kill weapon. It doesn't kill you usually the first time, but the next time, the third time, or the fourth, it does. And it weighs down your economy in the process. The ultimate tyranny would be a nanny state that would not allow anyone to ever do anything that could possibly hurt them. And that's the globalist plan. And now Mr. Fauci at the NIH, last night in the press conference, standing right next to the president, said, we're going to have a global lockdown, because he talked to world leaders, until not one more person is dying or one more person is infected. The video is posted on Infowars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the precedent where not one person can die from the flu. Not one person can die from a cold. Everyone will be surveilled in live time by their cell phones and apps and drones and an absolute straitjacket of pure medical tyranny. And remember, it's Big Pharma that has all the level 4 bioweapons labs that keeps leaking all these man-made viruses. They're holding us all hostage. Oh, and he talked about forced inoculations.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc, antiviral.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
USSR.
Boy, I know how they feel. You know, we've got the Corona Command Control Pandemic. I guess you could call the initials CCCP. I mean, we called it the USSR, but they call themselves the CCCP. I think it applies, and I'm going to give you a rundown here. Some of the petty tyrants that we see everywhere. And, of course, we had the InfoWars story that got picked up by the Drudge Report. Residents alarmed after cops used the siren from the movie The Purge to signal the start of the curfew. This is in a Louisiana parish. And they say they didn't have any idea that that was where that sound effect came from. The Crowley police chief told the local news he had no idea where that came from. And, of course, in the fictional film, as Don Salazar points out in the InfoWars.com story, a siren marks the start of a once-a-year 12-hour period in which all crimes can be committed without fear of repercussion. Let's play a little bit of that clip so that people can hear, because you had a lot of people in the area recording it on their cell phones. Video clip number 4. There you go. If you've seen the movie, you know what that's about. But it is actually kind of a purge, isn't it? I mean, you know, they're purging the Bill of Rights. They're purging the Constitution. They're purging our jobs. They're purging our businesses. They're purging our liberty, our choices, our freedom. Right? It is a purge, isn't it? And the people who are the most violent in society, the government workers, have been given free rein to do whatever they want. And, you know, one of the things that they're doing is letting people out of prison. As Free Thought Project points out, you got high-level child rapists are being released from prison, you know, because of COVID-19. It is the purge. It is the purge. Hey, get out of jail free. Even to child rapists. You know, the one person they're not putting out of jail? I mean, they emptied the prisons there in Belmarsh and all that. Not Julian Assange. No, 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 no. They want him. They want him to catch it. Over the past 2 weeks, reports Free Thought Project, nonviolent inmates have been released from prisons across the country in an attempt to prevent massive outbreaks behind bars because they saw what happened in Italy, right? In Italy, we read about this atmosphere of fear and anxiety with the prison mates, inmates over the virus. They had an emergency ban on visitors. So they had prison riots. They had prison escapes and so forth. So they just said, well, heck with this. This is just too tough. These guys are not happy. They're rioting. They're breaking out of jail. Let's just let them go. The Italian way. In L.A., you got inmates with 30 days or less on their sentences are being set free. Anybody with a bail of $50,000 or less is being set free. In New York, Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez said low-level offenses that don't jeopardize public safety will not be prosecuted at all. You know, except for the truckers who are tired and they have nowhere to park and sleep so they don't wreck and kill somebody, including themselves. They've closed all the rest areas, so they pull over in the, you know, the New York City neighborhoods, and the police show up, harass them, fine them, and steal what they're carrying. Took it. Yeah. You know, so we don't want to really, you know, low-level offenders. We don't want them in jail. But we will shake down, harass, and rob the truckers who are trying to bring supplies to people. In Greece, New York, officials just announced that they will be releasing child rapists. Multiple sex offenders have been released from the Monroe County Jail as part of a statewide order, a statewide New York State Governor Cuomo. And they ask, will releasing level 3 sex offenders who have been convicted of violently raping children and categorized as most likely to re-offend, will that actually protect the health and safety of New Yorkers? Some local cops don't think so. The police chief there in Greece, New York, said it doesn't make any sense. If you could present an argument to me that makes sense, I'm willing to listen, but this doesn't make any sense. So what they do with these level 3 sex offenders, they move them to the Holiday Inn Express. Among the inmates known to be staying at the Holiday Inn Express are 4 registered sex offenders, 3 of whom are registered as level 3 sex offenders and are deemed by New York courts as most likely to reoffend. All 3 of the level 3 sex offenders staying at the Holiday Inn Express have been convicted for the rape of minors. So, you know, put them up in a hotel. I don't know. How are you safer in a hotel than you are in a jail cell? Yeah, but we're concerned more about protecting the child rapists than we are, you know, we don't want them to get COVID-19. Definitely don't want that to happen, right? In Baltimore, we have officials approving a spy plane to collect images of the city under the mandatory lockdown just to make sure that everybody's complying. Remember last week I pointed out how they had harassed a 74-year-old black pastor. Got a small church there. They only had 10 people in the church, which was in compliance with these arbitrary orders from our Soviet masters here. And yet, because the church was open, they had 4 police cars, 8 police officers swarm. He said it was like a drug raid and busted up those elderly black people worshiping in a Baptist church. Can't have that in Maryland. Can't have that in Baltimore, right? As Zero Hedge points out, for years we've been documenting how spy planes have been flying over Baltimore, transforming the region into a surveillance state. The federal government has used spy planes to monitor the 2015 riots in Baltimore. Even before the planes, the military was flying massive spy blimps over Baltimore to, quote, detect cruise missiles. Yeah, that's it. That's the story. Would you believe? Yeah, get smart, folks. Baltimore is dealing with several public health crises. You know, besides the cops, 8 cops threatening 10 elderly church worshipers, you know, who have to have, by the way, 5 security guards that they kept outside, you know, for social distancing. So that those 10 people in the church have to have 5 security guards because why? Crime is so bad in Baltimore. But what do? Oh, they bust up those elderly Christians. They've got a murder epidemic besides the COVID-19, but they're going to be focusing on the COVID-19. They're not going to be focusing on the murder epidemic. Civil liberties advocates were quick to criticize the spy plane program that would allow up to 3 planes circling Baltimore with large optical sensors capturing images of 32 square miles, monitoring everyone and everything that moves. David Rocha, an attorney for the ACLU of Maryland, said it was absurd for Baltimore to approve the spy plane program. He says this includes the most far-reaching surveillance technology in the country during the viral outbreak. He said, yeah, it is vital to their plans, isn't it? Rocha said that each spy plane has military technology that was developed for the Middle East wars and tracks objects and cars and people and remembers it and maps it. I am reminded of somebody who was one of the founders of this country, and he said, you know, the instruments of oppression abroad will be brought back to the United States, and we are seeing it in spades now, aren't we? Always happens. All of that stuff. They do the proof of concept over there with the unconstitutional, undeclared, unending wars, and they bring it back against us because this war is against you and I.
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I noticed, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out? And I went, oh, my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life. Because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now. Prostagard at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness. Ladies and gentlemen, a huge development just took place on the police state New World Order doomsday clock. Walmart has announced, as of yesterday, that no one can buy non-GMO heirloom seeds or other seeds that produce more fruits and vegetables. Communist regimes especially always block farmers getting planting seed because they want to control people. Mao did this as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is communist blueprint. Seeds are absolutely essential for people to grow their own food, but they don't want you to be self-sufficient. We have the widest selection you're going to find out there of non-GMO heirloom seeds from 8 different companies, fruit trees, everything. Get them while you can. We have a huge selection, but we're going to sell out quickly. InfoWarsStore.com. Get these seeds that could plant for thousands of years, creating new seeds while you still can. InfoWarsStore.com. This is a gigantic, sickening, evil development, but we can take action by farming and gardening now. Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients of the highest quality, like black walnut and others, that are in this baby. And then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, then your First Amendment right to tell others about the incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for 4 months. Now back in stock. For a limited time, get 40% off. People are doing their own research, and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, the bestseller for 5 years, with the nano silver, the tea tree, and the iodine. It's selling out. It's still 50% off. And the iodine's selling out. The X3, it's 60% off, because I want you to experience how amazing it is.
Sometime during the month of March in the year 2020, the nations of the planet began to slip permanently into a form of martial law. A technocracy, a control grid, enforced by a medical tyranny, aided by robots and drones, overseeing the human population. Everyone was suspect. Everyone could be a carrier. It didn't matter if it was the common cold that had been weaponized. It didn't matter it came out of the Wuhan Level 4 bioweapons lab. It didn't matter if Bill Gates' fingerprints were all over it. The crime was so big that no one dared challenge the power structure. And thousands of years of hard-fought basic jurisprudence and human rights disappeared in the twinkle of an eye. And humanity slipped beneath the waves of the long, dark winter.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, I was just talking about Baltimore and how they're going real high tech. I mean, they're doing state-of-the-art drones, three of them flying all the time. The same type of weaponized surveillance that the military has used in their unending Middle East wars, but now they've got a new war. Yeah, President Trump said he is a wartime president. And as I pointed out, this war is not fighting a virus. This is a war against you, against the Constitution, against the Bill of Rights, against every freedom that you thought you had. It is a complete overturning of our order. It is a war against our economy. And the end game we're going to get to today is, this group of globalists, Gates, Kissinger, Soros, Gorbachev, all these people out there. You know, New World Order. We got the New World Order. But now also, it's not just Detroit. It's our Baltimore. Detroit also has planes doing flyovers and video surveillance. And I said, we're going to have to deal, the mayor said, we're going to have to deal far more strictly with enforcing the governor's executive order for social distancing. We got orders, and we're going to use more force against you every day. We're going to ramp this up constantly. I expect the police department to be very strong in dealing with groups that are gathered and who have no reason to be in public. Do I have to give you a reason to be in public, Mayor? I don't have to give you a reason. You have to give me a reason as to why you are overthrowing the Constitution. I don't have government-granted privileges to be in public. If you think you've got martial law, then have the decency to declare the war against the American people, but you don't. Ever since World War II, we haven't had any declared wars, really. We've had police actions, right? That's what Korea was. It was a police action. And this is a police action. Don't expect them to ever declare martial law. They'll never do it. Just like they don't declare any of these other wars. But it is a war, and it has already become a war against the American people. If we have to close parks, we'll close parks, he said. Well, they've already closed parks around here. Rangers are not out there policing with a tape measure, said the park superintendent. Oh, no? Well, you know, I had a listener who sent me a letter. And he said, I want to give you an update as to what's going on in the greater Detroit area. Well, they said, no, we're not out there with tape measures, you know, measuring people. Oh, really? He said, yesterday I went fishing in an effort to feed myself without succumbing to total government reliance since I can't work for a living. You know, they've shut that down. Sorry. We've shut down your place of employment. Just like that. Thank you, President Trump. Great job honoring the oath you took to the Constitution. When I came in with a friend informed me the local news had just run a segment on our Department of Natural Resources crackdown on local fishermen sharing a boat with someone not sharing their address. Yeah, they're not using a tape measure. They have other means, right? That is to say that they were apparently demanding identification from every fisherman on every boat. They stopped and escorted those who were in violation to the shore. So if you got two people on a boat and they don't share the same home address on their driver's license, violation here. They threatened $1,000 fines. This, by the way, is a recurring theme. It seems like most of these corona tyrants, there's kind of an unwritten rule. I've only seen one exception to this, and we'll get to that. It's in the stack here. But without other exceptions, you know, whether you're talking about a little petty dictator down in Bastrop, Judge Pape, right? It's always a 6 month in jail and $1,000 fine, right? For these misdemeanors. And of course, you know, with it being a bureaucrat, you don't get any due process. You just get red flagged, get fined. You don't have a presumption of innocence. You don't get a trial. I say so. The law is in my mouth, right? That's the essence of a dictator. I didn't pass a law. I didn't declare martial law. We didn't have your elected representatives get together and pass any laws. We're just bureaucrats with titles, and this is what I say, and what I say goes. And if you don't do what I say, it's $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail, max. Your attitude has been noticed, citizen. I will give you the maximum fine here. And so they said, all the while, going back to this letter from a listener, all the while, they're enforcing the requirement of citizens to purchase licenses from the government to attempt to catch fish. which the compassionate governor will not defer for us during this time of emergency. You still got to buy your permission to go fishing. But now if you got people in the boat with two different addresses on their driver's license, now you haven't social distanced yourself enough. And so we're going to threaten you with fines. He said, I'm outraged to the point of losing sleep over the demise of the republic that I once loved. And more so over our contentment toward its death. I have called upon everyone I know whom I presumed shared similar ideals. And I've had this sent to me, this type of complaint from so many people who said, I can't believe that the people that I was working with trying to fight for the Second Amendment or you name it, fill in the blank, some civil liberty. And they're just rolling over and letting this go because they're scared to death. They're just over in the corner peeing on themselves. Anyway, he goes, I have called upon everyone I know, those whom I presumed shared similar ideals to join me in taking to the street and protest, and I have been met with every response except in the affirmative. I've heard from these self-declared constitutionalists excuses ranging from, oh, it's not that bad, just stay home and collect unemployment for a few months, to, you must not care since your grandparents are dead already, to my favorite, from my suddenly Christian brothers. You know, render under Caesar what is Caesar's and whatnot. God installed all of our leaders for his will. Just obey Romans 13. Well, Romans 13 says you obey the legitimate government. A legitimate government, the king of our country, is the Constitution. These people who are doing this are stewards, unfaithful stewards, who are usurping power that they don't have in violation of their oath to the king, to the Constitution. Anyway, he says, I have reached the conclusion that I must be the only man in Michigan who does not desire slavery. I'm now conflicted in that perhaps demanding someone else be free is in fact itself a form of enslavement. So yeah, that's right. You know, if these people don't want to be free, then that's the sad state of affairs. You know, when we look at all of this, again, I go back to civil asset forfeiture, isn't it? Why does it go back to civil asset forfeiture? A topic, by the way, and I've pointed this out before, that Megyn Kelly had never even heard of before she came here. I was just flabbergasted. I've always thought the civil asset forfeiture was such a dangerous precedent and very widespread. I mean, you know, it's billions of dollars that they are stealing from the American people. Homes, cars, cash, you name it. It's even worse when it's done to steal your children without due process. You know, we'll take the kids, we'll take the car, we'll take the cash, we'll take your home. And then we'll do the due process. No, they never do anything. You do the due process later. You have to sue me, right? I'm not going to charge you with any crimes. I'm going to say that the property committed a crime. And see, they call it civil because these are rules and regulations that were just declared by a bureaucrat somewhere. Many times not elected. And now what do we have? We have public health officials, for the most part, unelected bureaucrats. You know, people like Fauci. People like Deborah from the CDC and so forth. These public health officials who are never elected are out there telling you what you can and cannot do. They're writing laws. They're writing rules. They're writing regulations. Now, they call them guidelines. They call them recommendations. They don't call them executive orders or mandates. They're very careful about that. And they're also careful that they're not laws. But understand that going back to civil asset forfeiture, you never had any due process. You never had any presumption of innocence. They would take it. They called it civil, and then you had to sue them in order to get it back. Problem is, as I've had many people point out to me, they want to challenge these officials, and there aren't any lawyers who are willing to step up and do it. Yeah, it's kind of like they're afraid of that, kind of like they're afraid of jury nullification, these lawyers. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen to me very carefully. We have confirmed that California is set within days or weeks to announce a total stay-at-home order and will shut down grocery stores and, yes, even pharmacies, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they're announcing to create total panic, to try to trigger a depression to blame on Trump. Then when Trump doesn't follow suit, they will blame every single death on President Trump. This is a psyop using a real deadly virus. This is super dangerous, and everyone needs to get supplies in now. The food chain is getting low as well, and you need to get the supplements just to be safe at InfoWarsStore.com and stock up, because who knows in the future if we'll even be able to operate. We're ready to ship to you, though, the day after you get your order in. It gets to you very, very quick. InfoWars is an essential operation and is still open. You can also order storable food again, but take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society, it's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections may be canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because
There's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. When the globalists and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out, 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Get Living Defense, 40% off. DNA Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talking about civil asset forfeiture, one of the reasons I did that, I'm going down through the petty tyrants list. Look, if the cops can steal from you, and they don't have to charge you with a crime, of course they don't find you guilty, they don't even charge you with a crime, it's called civil asset forfeiture. And if they can do this, and they have done it now for decades, doing it going back to the Reagan administration, that's when they invented that fiction that you could charge inanimate objects with a crime. You know, if you look at these orders, U.S. government versus $5,000 cash. U.S. government versus Learjet, serial number, blah, blah, blah. You know, they were the criminals. They take it. You have to sue them in civil court. You gotta, you're taken, your assets are taken from you. Kind of like we see happening now. Isn't that interesting? And, then even though they put you out of business, you've got to come up with the money to sue them. That's one of the reasons why in a lot of cities like Detroit and elsewhere, they typically confiscate cars at around $1,000 because you have to spend $1,000 to challenge the order. And so they're, you know, making it not worth your while to sue them in court. But we've accepted civil asset forfeiture. Nobody in the mainstream media talks about it at all. It's the thing that doesn't exist, the elephant in the room. Megyn Kelly just is, what are you talking about? I've never heard of that before. And so now, after we've tolerated that for decades, we now have what I would call societal asset forfeiture. Because, you know, we have officials who are making the rules, and they're going to take your business, they're going to take your job, they're going to take everything else that you've got. Your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, just, you know, it's the order of an unelected public health official. They set that up just before and right after 9/11, the last time we had a major false flag. And let me tell you, this is going to be much, much worse, much, much deeper, what they're doing right now. For example, in Detroit, Michigan, the Macomb County prosecutor, Eric Smith, resigned after having spent 25 years as a prosecutor and an assistant prosecutor. He's been at the center of a Michigan State Police investigation over how the prosecutor's office spent civil asset forfeiture funds. that they took from people because of drug and alcohol forfeitures. And he was charged last week with 10 criminal counts by the Michigan Attorney General's office in a nearly year-long probe of how his office spent the funds. Smith and his former chief of operations were released on $100,000 personal bonds for allegedly embezzling $600,000 from drug and alcohol forfeiture funds going all the way back to 2012. This is chump change, folks. And this is just a small part of it. This really does go back to, like I said, this is an old policy. You go back to Miami Vice, and, you know, you had the cops there driving around in Lamborghinis and cigar boats and all that stuff that they had taken from drug dealers, of course. You know, none of that was taken from anybody that was innocent. You know, but they lived a life of luxury and so forth. They were putting that out there as a hook, as an enticement to all these cops to steal. And as I said, it's typically not those types of things. It's typically the poor people's cars. Oh, look, found a marijuana butt here on the floor of the car. I'm taking this car. This car's guilty. I'm not saying you did it. I would have to prove that in a court of law, but I can just steal your car by an assertion. And this is, you know, how they roll these things out. You know, it's cool. You got Crockett and Tubbs, and they're stealing all this stuff. And it's like, hey, you know, this guy, Crockett and Tubbs, they can do that. They can use it for their own personal use. I mean, what's the matter with that? And now this is happening across society. When are we going to have charges brought up against Fauci, this Bill Gates surrogate, for taking societal forfeiture, all of our assets? It's not an isolated incident. Police departments all across the U.S. Are taking cars, boats, houses, bank accounts, and it is all legal. And they take kids the same way. CPS does as well. You know, when we look at the draconian measures that are being taken with aerial surveillance to make sure they're coming after anybody who is outside without permission, you don't have a good enough reason to be outside. I will tell you when you can be outside and when you can't. Well, it turns out that actually a scientist is talking about the fact that you're safer outside than inside. This is in Australia, the Canberra Times. Social restrictions on people sitting in a park bench or walking on a beach don't make any sense biologically, according to the infectious disease expert, Professor Peter Colignan, I think is the way you pronounce his name. He's with the Australian National University Medical School. He said if people stay 2 meters apart, that's about 6 feet apart, it should be adequate for social distancing. The professor said, you are safer outside than inside. I do not see how anyone's going to get this virus if they keep 2 meters away from someone. And I don't see how anyone's going to get it if they sit on a park bench. Ah, but this is the narrative that has been sold by Fauci and by the media. Don't touch it. Don't touch doorknobs. I say all this stuff, you know, again, Jalopnik, you know, the left-wing press trying to take over the car culture. You may not realize it, but probably the dirtiest thing you touch all day is that fuel pump to put gasoline in your car. Be afraid. Be very afraid. No, actually, a German scientist said, no, you're not going to get it up on the surfaces and so forth. You're going to get it if you get close to somebody and they breathe on you. The professor also said extreme measures were unwarranted and they risked rebellion, especially among younger people. He's not talking about an overall rebellion where we come in and we say something like, you know, government is instituted to protect our God-given rights. And when the government destroys those rights, it's the right and duty of the people to alter or to abolish that government. No, he's not talking about that kind of rebellion. He's talking about the kind that teenagers do. He said we have to do everything we can to minimize the spread to others, but not to do things that don't even make biological sense, said the infectious disease expert with the Australian National University Medical School. He also took aim at modeling that suggests that hundreds of thousands of deaths, he said the same models were used for SARS, Ebola, and flu epidemics, and they had been wrong. He said, just like everybody else, I don't have a crystal ball, but the current data is reassuring that what we put in place 10 days ago has decreased the spread, and we're not going to see an epidemic that we have to worry about. And yet, still, across the country, Nashville, a post saying, report any hashtag safer at home violations. If you see something, snitch something, right? You've got Valley County, Idaho. Commissioners are sending out a letter to all short-term rental establishments, hotels, motels, bed and breakfasts, and RV parks. The letter says that landlords of any short-term properties can now only rent to individuals who are providing essential services or who are quarantining themselves. And again, you get the corona dictate penalty, right? Again, as I point out, all these corona dictators, they seem to come up with $6 months and $1,000. $6 months and $1,000. It's almost like they were coordinating this somewhere. It's almost like you see with the media when they repeat something like, you know, gravitas, gravitas, gravitas. $6 months, $1,000. This is what I say. And if you don't do it, $6 months, $1,000 everywhere. One of the signals for when the balance is tipped, writes IdahoFreedom.org, is when government begins to shut down businesses that could easily be kept open with additional safety measures. So landlords in this Idaho county are now legally burdened with screening renters. They're responsible for determining the person they're renting to is somehow offering a local essential service, or that they are quarantining themselves, or that they are otherwise homeless, which is an exemption that they put in there. And this is what it's come to. We've got more of these coming up, and then we're going to talk about the global plan behind all this and how these people are now coming out of the woodwork, holding, giving talks, writing op-ed pieces, you know, all of these globalists that we've been plagued with for years. They see this as their moment of opportunity. The global empire is striking back. Folks, we do have some of the products that we've been out of stock for a while in, back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. One of those is vitamin D3. You need to look up vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is a hormone. Your body manufactures vitamin D when you're out in the sun, right? It manufactures a hormone. And that hormone is not easily assimilated in an external format. So D3 is the form of the hormone that you can actually assimilate. Now, what does it do for you? Vitamin D3 helps to calm your immune system. It strengthens your immune system. And as people who have been trying to treat the coronavirus have pointed out, look, you know, one of the things that happens with this is it sets your immune system on fire. It goes absolutely crazy. And so for a long time, it's been, even the NIH, you know, where Fauci worked for, even they say that, you know, people have autoimmune disease. Typically, it's because they have a vitamin D deficiency. And if you supplement that, it makes it better. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives. We are diseased. Our IQs are plunging, and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world, programmed by the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance, and now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which, again, all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered. And I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human. It's been sold out for more than 4 months, but our best-selling vitamin D3 and vitamin K formula is back in stock. Winter sun. In the fall, in the winter, as you know, your body, when you're not getting sunlight on the skin, does not produce vitamin D3. So it's important to ingest it. But a lot of people do not absorb it well in the gut. So you take this formula under the tongue. It tastes sweet naturally. Let it sit there about 30 seconds to a minute, and then you swallow the rest, and it's just amazing. It's back in stock. And yes, we're going to offer it at 50% off because that's the right thing to do during this crisis. So winter sun, 50% off. We also have Ultra 12, highest quality B12. It is also available. Take it under the tongue, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X3, even though it's going to sell out, super high quality deep earth iodine. It is 60% off because I want you to have it right now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. Yeah, we're going down the list of petty tyrants. And at the end of those lists, I'm going to tell you how probably the most fearless defenders of liberty in this country are banding together. You think you're alone? Well, you probably are where you live. But the Bundys are now starting a liberty rebellion, as they say. I don't know if it's it's Ammon Bundy and others are now talking about how the coronavirus is taking out our freedoms. These people are hardcore. They do not compromise on the Constitution. They do not compromise on liberty. I'm proud to have met them. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, so few people remain, isn't it? So few remain. So we're going to talk about that when we get to the list, at the end of the list of these petty tyrants. But going back to Idaho, they've got the county commissioners just saying, you know, you can only rent to individuals that we have approved of. And again, you get the standard corona fine, 6 months, $1,000 in jail. We've got a dad in Arkansas, Fort Smith, Arkansas, reports at Free Thought Project, getting food for his kids. Six cops turn up to harass him. That's even better than the eight cops who showed up to harass the 10 elderly black Christians who had the audacity to think they had the freedom to worship in this country. There's only 10 of them, right? It doesn't matter. You know, you comply with our guidelines, we'll come up with one that's more stringent so we can push you around, shove you around. He took a video of it. And as the Free Thought Project points out, you should always video your encounters with the police. He asked why the officer pulled him over. He says, I think you're suspicious for driving through the parking lot in a shopping center full of businesses which are already closed and after operating hours. He said this is the third time this week he'd been pulled over by police officers. This time it was in a local shopping center. He had raised his hood to check the fuel pressure of his car's fuel system. And he says, and part of this video is very long, we're not going to play it. He says, if you serve and protect, you're not doing either of those things right now. You're violating my constitutional rights and barking commands at me right now. I'm a human being. Yeah, we have human rights that were given to us by our Creator. That's the principle on which this country was founded. He pulled over in an empty parking lot for 8 minutes as they were wasting his time. He said four more officers eventually arrived. He explained that he had just changed his fuel filter and was losing fuel pressure in the fuel system when he's pulled over in a vacant lot to evaluate the system. He said, I'll tell you, my name is Luke. He refused to give them any ID. He says, I'll tell you, my name is Luke, and I'm on my way home to eat food with my children on my birthday. I want to go home. I've done nothing wrong. I'm sick of this. This has already happened twice this week before. Well, as I said, the typical fine is $1,000 and 6 months in jail, except in Colorado, one county there, Gunnison County. They've upped it a bit. Not 6 months, but 18 months in jail. And not $1,000, but $5,000. And what do the petty tyrants in Gunnison County want to fine you for? Well, merely for visiting. They roll out the unwelcome mat. They said, any non-residents and tourists must stay out. And I like the way that this public health dictator put it. They call him the actual official title is the public health director, but it's a public health dictator. The law is in my mouth. What I say goes. Right? I don't have to pass a law. You don't get to elect me or unelect me. There's not going to be any deliberation about this. I just say this is what's going to happen and it's going to happen. The public health dictator finds that non-residents, visitors, and non-resident homeowners from lower altitudes. I'm sorry, but you're from too low an altitude. Yeah, get off your high and mighty horse. It's not the altitude, it's your attitude, public health dictator. Public health dictator. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As bad as things are, with now more than half the world population under martial law being directed by the UN, there is a massive awakening happening to the tyranny of Big Pharma and the medical mafia, and the forced inoculations and the UN admitting that vaccines are killing people and they've covered it up. And everywhere I go, I am just mobbed by folks on the street now, even in leftist Austin, who used to attack me just a few years ago saying, you were right about 5G. 5G's killing us. I looked it up. It's causing cancer. It destroys immunity. It says that it makes it easier for viruses to attack. People are really starting to wake up, and they know they're under attack at a spiritual and subconscious cellular level. So now, my friends, educate everyone you know. They're ready to listen. They're ready to learn, and they're ready to take action. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Here's some good news. A temporary respite from the petty tyrants and public health dictators. A sheriff rebels against the governor. We will not be setting up a police state. This is an article from WND. The story comes out of Franklin County, Maine. Scott Nichols, the sheriff of Franklin County. And there were orders that were put out by the Democrat governor of Maine, Janet Mills, on Friday. An executive order that requires all out-of-state travelers to self-quarantine for 14 days to lessen the chance of transmitting coronavirus. I just reported to you how and when county in Colorado, Gunnison County, you know, if you are from a lower altitude than us, you are clearly inferior. You are an out-of-town resident, and we'll lock you. You come here, we'll lock you up for 18 months and $5,000 fine, right? And so the Democrat governor of Maine is trying to do that as well. But, of course, she goes with the standard corona penalty, 6 months, $1,000. Isn't that funny? They just typically come up with that. Nothing to see here. There's no central coordination of this plandemic, is there? 6 months, $1,000. This is what I say. 6 months, $1,000. If you don't jump as high as I say, jump. But the sheriff of Franklin County, Maine, a Republican, Sheriff Nichols said the travel ban smacked of the kind of government that Americans fight against and not obey. This is my kind of sheriff. That's right. These are the kind of orders we fight against. These are not the kind of orders that we obey. Good for him. Finally, somebody who takes his oath to the Constitution seriously. Sheriff Nichols, Franklin County, Maine. He's posted his manifesto on the Franklin County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. We will not be setting up a police state, period, he said, all uppercase. The sheriff's office will not purposely go out and stop vehicles because they're on the road and stop and ask why the people are out and about. To do this puts our officers at risk. This is not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia where you have to be asked for your papers, right? That's exactly what's going on. Boy, this guy nailed it. He nailed it. Your identity papers, please. Do you hold your cigarette like this? Oh, I can tell you are Auslander, right? Anyway, the sheriff's office will not go out and stop vehicles. He said, what we will take action on, if needed, are those rare situations where there's a lot of people overtly hanging out in public. He says, even in that case, we will first educate and try to disperse the group. We will avoid arrests until absolutely necessary. And he goes on, please use common sense with us. Yeah, common sense. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if we could, I don't know, make common sense make sense common again? Seems like I heard somebody say that somewhere. Less driving amid the outbreak is hurting red light camera revenue. And this is interesting because the Australian company is the one that's being hurt because they're not fleecing American and Canadian drivers. You have to understand that a lot of this stuff, these red light camera bandits, that's what they are. They're bandits. They're thieves and robbers, highway robbers. You know, just like the civil asset forfeiture cops. No, they're robbers. But, you know, it's most of these toll roads in this country are owned by a company out of Spain. A lot of them have foreign ownership, but that is the largest owner of toll roads and the largest owner of the traffic safety programs, the red light cameras, issuing people traffic tickets, and that's out of Australia. Red flex. they operate in roughly 100 U.S. and Canadian cities. They have warned that because of less traffic, the pandemic will be a stress on their balance sheet. Oh, I'm so sorry. I wish we could make them go out of business. We anticipate our revenue from these contracts will be impacted. Shares of the unconstitutionally predatory company's stock have been in free fall, writes Free Thought Project, since the beginning of the year, toppling nearly 50%. The CEO, Mark Talbot, told investors that travel restrictions are hurting plans for the future. We had lots of plans. We were going to build big homes and nice cars and all this kind of, with money that we stole from you because we entrapped you. And as a Free Thought Project points out, the previous CEO, Karen Finley, was sent to prison back in 2016 after being found guilty of bribing politicians. Imagine that. To get her due process removing red light cameras installed. After sentencing, the former CEO, Karen Finley, described the company perfectly when she attempted to deflect blame away from herself for the bribery scandal. Remember, she was a CEO. She said, Red Flex was a toxic, soul-sucking place to work. I worked over 10 hours a day almost every weekend and never saw my family. Completely ignoring the fact that as CEO, she was the one who was most responsible for this soul-sucking place. But the problem goes industry-wide. They said, take away the political corruption, take away the bribery scandals, take away the increased accidents in the police state that issues the red light cameras, and we're still left with a system that is rooted in the removal of due process. That's right. You know, it's kind of like a red flag order. You know, we take the gun, we do the due process later. No, they don't do the due process later. Well, we take the car under civil asset forfeiture, we do the due process later. Or the kid with CPS. And we do the due, sue me. You know, that's the attitude of both of those. And so, you know, instead of a red flag process, they just got the red light process to rob you and to deprive you of due process. Because you don't have due process. I mean, it is just armed robbery at that point, right? And then they point out the fraud of this as well. It's not just the bribery, but it's the way these things operate. They said the New York City Department of Transportation claims that all of its traffic signals provide a minimum of 3 seconds per yellow light. But the AAA of New York went around and checked them, and when they did their report, they found that every traffic camera that they tested had a yellow light that was shorter than 3 seconds. And what that does is that actually makes things more risky. People will slam on their brakes. They will do all sorts of things because they panic when they see a yellow light. It's like not having a yellow light at all. There's a purpose for having a yellow light. And you make sure that you've got your own camera. I was pulled over by a cop not too long ago. I said, I think you went through that red light. And I didn't go through it. My wife immediately, she was in the car with me. She said, no, we didn't. And I said, no, we didn't. And he goes, well, I think you did. And I said, well, that's fine. I've got a dash cam right here. And I can show you what that is. And he just backed off. So make sure you got your own camera when you're going through yellow lights. From drafting doctors to stealing equipment, politicians violate the limits of a free society, writes Reason. If you're wondering if New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio really means that he's going to draft doctors to come in to New York City, he really does mean it. He's calling on President Trump and the federal government to actually compel doctors from other parts of the country to come into New York City, drafting them. And you got New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, as we pointed out. He's proud of the fact that he is robbing medical supplies from people who have prepped, right? He's going to go around private firms. He's going to go door to door if he needs to take the medical supplies that other people have provided for themselves because he's better than you, right? We got to have, everything is for the government. That's why I say, when you look at what has happened to our society, it is the national security state. That's all they care about. When they talk about safety and security, they're talking about the security of the state. They're not talking about you. They're talking about continuity of government. They're talking about the same type of attitude and plans that they've had going back to the end of World War II, when we became the Nazis with Operation Paperclip, when we created Operation Red Rock, the plan to save a few officials in government and let the rest of us die. That has always, always been their plan. And when they talk about national security, when they talk about safety and how you have to sacrifice your liberty, that's what you're sacrificing. It's not for your safety. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
Hey, listen. Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones' broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports. It's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now if all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
The virus and all of the hype is designed to destroy one thing, confidence. It's confidence in an economy, confidence in a culture, confidence in the direction that a civilization and a people are going that causes people to work hard and believe in the future and invest. It's spirit. And the entire media and the entire culture and all these multinational governments and the UN, the WHO and the Chi-Coms in Hollywood have been having orgasmic delight over how pliantly everyone has gotten into a state of fear. Yes, the virus is real. It's going to be maybe double what the flu is normally, and it's a bioweapon. But a bioweapon the globalists knew the trajectory of, but its real target is confidence and the economy. And that's why recognizing that it's an attempt to scare us into submission is critical, because then people will understand the real paradigm.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war are the time is all we lost. I'll try it, and he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
Hear that, Fauci? Gates? Kissinger? Soros? Gorbachev? All you people, you're not going to run our lives. This is a positive note for all you people out there who think you're the only one who is upset about this destruction of our freedom that we're seeing here. Use on the pretense of junk science and junk statistics. Yes, there is a disease out there. Yes, it's very bad in terms of a flu. It is a coronavirus. It's a form of flu, and it's a weaponized form of it. But let me tell you, what they are doing to this country, what they're doing to our freedoms, is nothing that justifies that. Absolutely nothing justifies that. And these are some people who are pushing back against it. First of all, let's start with the governor of South Dakota. Her name is Kristi Noem. I should have looked up how to pronounce this. N-O-E-M. I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, but kudos to her. This is what she had to say. They're writing, there's more than 30 states across the country that have either a stay-at-home or shelter-in-place order. I'm not really sure what the difference is between those two. I don't really care, because I don't obey those kinds of orders. South Dakota, along with North Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Arkansas, have issued no such order, placing the five Midwestern states in the minority, writes Argus Leader. South Dakota is not New York City, said the governor of South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem, will say. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, because I really do agree with what you have to say. The calls to apply for a one-size-fits-all approach to the problem is herd mentality, she said. Oh, excellent. It's herd mentality. It's not leadership, she said. That's her statement. Boy, are we on the same page or what? And do you hear that, President Trump? It's not leadership. You're following the herd. You're following the orders of a guy who has no authority in this area, a deep state bureaucrat who's been in, we got his picture with Gates, with Soros, with the Rockefellers, with Hillary Clinton, the love letters that he wrote to Hillary Clinton. This guy is as deep a state swamp creature as you're going to find anywhere. Fauci. You got to fire him. Hashtag fire Fauci. Hashtag Fauci fraud. All over Twitter. It's just herd mentality. This is not leadership, President Trump. There he is. There's a picture. Look at all those people he's hanging out with. A lot of big media figures there as well. Anyway, the governor of South Dakota discussed the constitutions of both the country and the state. Can you imagine that? You've got a governor in South Dakota who actually discusses the constitution, the U.S. Constitution, the state constitution. Can you imagine if President Trump said something about that? Have you ever heard him even use the word constitution? I can't recall. I don't know if he knows it exists. Certainly not after these several weeks. I don't think he knows that it exists or cares. I don't know which is more frightening, to be that stupid or to be that complicit. Anyway, she said this is not leadership. It's herd mentality. Talked about the Constitution. She said, we are going to prevent draconian measures, much like the Chinese government has done. And then she went on to say, actions like we have seen European governments take that limit citizens' rights. So she says, we're not going to be China. We're not going to be Europe. We're not going to take your rights. We have a constitution, a national constitution that we all swear to, and a state constitution that she swears to as governor. Our constitution, she said, ensures that the citizen's right is protected. I agree with the role of our government as set forth in our state and in our national constitution. While she has urged the importance of social distancing and hygiene again and again, the governor of South Dakota said she's also made it clear that she is asking South Dakotans to follow those guidelines, not telling them to. See, when you do stuff like that, people have a tendency to trust you and believe you rather than consistently changing your numbers, fudging the numbers, lying to people, and then bossing them around as if you were God Almighty. She said the people themselves are primarily responsible for their safety. This is the governor of South Dakota. They are the ones that are entrusted with expansive freedoms. They're free to exercise their rights to work, to worship and to play, or even to stay at home, or to conduct social distancing. In other words, it's your body, it's your life, you get to decide. We're not going to mandate health care for you. It's not going to be decided by some officious bureaucrat in Washington who's been there since 1985 in his position and has failed in every one of these epidemics that he has declared, these pandemics that he and his corrupt crony politicians at the WHO have declared. Our sense of personal responsibility, our resiliency, and our already sparse population density here in South Dakota put us in a great position to be able to manage this. Well, you know, the best thing they got going for them in South Dakota is a governor who actually realizes that she took an oath to the Constitution and respects that and respects other people's freedoms and said, I can't boss people around. I don't have that authority. And you don't have that authority either, President Trump. And none of these governors have that authority. None of these mayors, none of these local county public health officials, none of them have that kind of authority. And I'm glad to see that the Bundys are standing up to this. They are, again, at the core, at the tip of the spear, fighting for your freedoms. That's why they tried to overthrow due process and lock them up. That's the federal government doing that to them, because the federal government is the biggest threat to your freedom. Not any foreign government. It's our own federal government that sees you as the enemy, sees the Bundys as the enemy. And here's New York Times saying, hey, inside an old factory building north of Boise, Idaho, a few dozen people gathered last week to hear from Emmett Bundy. The meeting, which appeared to violate orders by the governor, Brad Little of Idaho. See, here's New York Times snitching. Hey, they have violated your orders. What are you going to do about it? Huh? To avoid group gatherings was an assertion of what Mr. Bundy said was a constitutional right to peacefully assemble. So they don't want us to get together. We have to get together to talk about what we're going to do to resist their usurpation, their orders that they don't have the authority to put out there. Yeah, they got a lot of power, but they have zero authority. And so they don't want you to get together. They want to criminalize that. Mr. Bundy said he also hoped to create a network of people who are ready to come to the aid of those who are facing closure of their businesses or other interference from the government as a result of the coronavirus outbreak. He said if it gets bad enough and our rights are infringed upon enough, we can physically stand in defense of whatever way we need to. But we hope we don't have to get there. See, that's the bottom line, folks. Freedom is never given. Freedom is always taken. And as the founders reminded us, words on a paper aren't going to do anything. Ultimately, it is force that is required. And it's hopefully it isn't going to come to that. Hopefully they're not going to take our guns because, you know, an armed population is a deterrent, just like having nuclear weapons was a deterrent to Russia, the Soviet Union, launching missiles, and vice versa. An armed population is a deterrent to a government if it's got half a brain and doesn't want a civil war. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Sometime during the month of March in the year 2020, the nations of the planet began to slip permanently into a form of martial law. A technocracy, a control grid enforced by a medical tyranny, aided by robots and drones overseeing the human population. Everyone was suspect. Everyone could be a carrier. It didn't matter if it was the common cold that had been weaponized. It didn't matter it came out of the Wuhan Level 4 bioweapons lab. It didn't matter if Bill Gates' fingerprints were all over it. The crime was so big that no one dared challenge the power structure. And thousands of years of hard-fought basic jurisprudence and human rights disappeared in the twinkle of an eye, and humanity slipped beneath the waves of the long, dark winter.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here, the very best forms of BQQ and CoQ10, and then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. research at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off.
Listen to me very carefully. We have confirmed that California is set within days or weeks to announce a total stay-at-home order and will shut down grocery stores and, yes, even pharmacies, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they're announcing to create total panic, to try to trigger a depression to blame on Trump. Then when Trump doesn't follow suit, they will blame every single death on President Trump. This is a psyop using a real deadly virus. This is super dangerous, and everyone needs to get supplies in now. The food chain is getting low as well, and you need to get the supplements just to be safe at InfoWarsStore.com and stock up, because who knows in the future if we'll even be able to operate. We're ready to ship to you, though, the day after you get your order in. It gets to you very, very quick. InfoWars is an essential operation and it's still open. You can also order storable food again, but take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I just read you the outstanding statements by the governor of South Dakota. I didn't know we had any politicians like that left in America that had actually took the Constitution seriously and individual liberty seriously and said, we're going to try to encourage people to do what is safe. We're going to try to educate them, but it's ultimately their decision. I don't have the authority to do the types of things that are being done in other states. Unfortunately, all the rest of the states pretty much have usurped authority that they don't have. I talked about how we have Ammon Bundy and others in Idaho who are pushing back on these unconstitutional orders. And we also have sheriffs who are out there saying, look, we're not going to do this. I believe in the Constitution. Basically, we had sheriffs saying the same thing that the governor of South Dakota said. But we've also got sheriffs who are doing the wrong thing. And like we see with Ammon Bundy and others putting pressure against the sheriff, you have in L.A., you have the L.A. County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, issued an attack on the Second Amendment last week when he ordered all gun stores to close their doors. Also, you had California Governor Gavin Newsom, because we're talking about California here, list all essential businesses, and of course, gun stores are not there. And of course, churches are not essential either, right? Good news is, however, the gun store owners were refusing to close. The NRA also filed a federal lawsuit against the LA sheriff, saying that his actions violated the constitutionally guaranteed right to bear arms. And this week, the sheriff of LA backed down. So, you know, you've got liquor stores that are necessary, but, you know, not a gun store. And so the question when we look at all of this is what is being done here? And you all know, because I've said this many times, that the model is being put out there by China. China has become the template for everything that is being done here. And I was actually kind of surprised to see an op-ed piece by Charles Hugh Smith on Zero Hedge. If lockdown is a needless overreaction, then why did China do it? You know, because China would never do anything that was needless. China, under these authoritarian dictators, they would never do anything that was not in the interest of their people or in the interest of their economy. And I just have to say, Charles, here's the reasoning of the lockdown, he said, of those who think that this is needless. Let me summarize it, he says. Number one, the lockdown is based on poorly executed extrapolations of faulty data. Yeah, and outright statistical lies. When they compare the estimated to the actual to show that the coronavirus is 10 times more dangerous than the regular flu. Or when they cite individual numbers of deaths without talking about how many people are tested. Or when they start to make all kinds of projections without even having tests, Charles. Yeah, that's faulty data. And he says, so therefore, number two, the lockdown is doing far more economic damage than just simply letting the pandemic run its course. Number three, he says, alternatively, the pandemic and the lockdown are planned operations of elites, the goal being to further consolidate new world order control in the hands of the few. He said all of this fails because we have to ask, why would China lock down half of its economy? Well, I've already answered that I've already answered that for you, Charles. I pointed out that, you know, the banks triggered the meltdown. First, they came up with the financial instruments that were criminal in and of themselves, collateralized mortgages and so forth. You know, instead of passing around mortgages, what they did was they basically just put them all in a big hopper and turned the blender on so you couldn't tell what was what. And they threw a bunch of garbage in there to conceal it. And then after they had played that game long enough, they basically just pulled the plug. And I remember when it happened. We had some neighbors of ours, and they said, you know, we just refinanced. You wouldn't believe how low this interest rate was. We were able to refinance, take some cash out, and our monthly payment dropped significantly. I said, all right, we'll look into it. So we call them up, and they go, no, we're not doing loans anymore. We just reevaluated the entire real estate. I mean, this was less than a week. They just did it like that, pull the plug. I said, why are they doing that? If they do that and they make it so that nobody can buy mortgages, then that's going to crash the entire market. And, of course, it did, but the big banks didn't lose any money, did they? They were made whole. As a matter of fact, you know, they love to talk about how they paid back all of the bailout money, except they paid it back with money that they got for free from the Federal Reserve. They wound up taking a lot of people's homes that went into default, and they made out like bandits or like banksters, right? And so when you look at this, Charles, I think that China is going to do just fine. China's been put in a position where if they push the one-child policy, if they push slave labor, if they push the Great Firewall and censorship, if they push domestic tracking of their people, biometric tracking, and if they impose a system of penalties against these people as they track them, each and everything that they do, say, think, any of that kind of stuff, if they put all that stuff together, which we know the globalist elite are working on as well. They want to have that done. And if they operate as the beta test site for the globalist elite, they are handsomely rewarded. It may be something that really destroys the lives of the people in China. And it does. Just like this is something that is destroying the lives of Americans here. But the globalist elite, they're going to do just fine. And the Chinese communists who own everything in that country, they'll do just fine as well. They're basically partners. And they are richly rewarded. And so, you know, his statement that it's a real stretch to claim the deep state is controlling China. No, the deep state is partners with this globalist cartel that has put all this stuff in place. And we're going to be talking about one of the architects of that, Kissinger, and what he had to say in his op-ed piece. But, you know, my daughter is from China. We adopted her I guess about 13 years ago now. And when she was just under five. And I said the other day to her, I said, I'm so sorry. I thought I was getting you out of this by getting you out of China. And now the Chinese authoritarian structures are the model for everything that everybody is doing everywhere. You see, the fundamental flaw that Charles Hugh Smith can't understand is that government action does not prove cause. If they shut everything down, if they start taking authoritarian measures, that doesn't prove that they have a reason to do that. And if you look at past pandemics that have been declared by these globalist political organizations, this is completely out of line with anything that they've ever proposed in the past with much more severe epidemics, pandemics. And I told her, I said, you know, it's I've done everything that I can try to stop this. But what we have seen done in China is now coming here. What we have seen with the Great Leap Forward, between 1958 and 1960, Mao decided that he would remake their society. He decided that he knew better than everybody else, that he could centrally plan the economy, that he could do better by taking everybody out, just hitting the reset button. Okay, now you're a farmer. Now you're going to be working in manufacturing. You may not know anything about that, I'm doing this for my power. He did that reset for his power. It wasn't that he thought he was going to do it to help the society. And, of course, they would do everything communally. They would have communes that worked on manufacturing and communes that worked on farming. That's why they starved to death, because it was centrally planned. Child care, of course, was collectivized. The children were taken from their parents. They were put into large child care centers. Elizabeth Warren would be so proud. All the Democrats would be so proud of that. They loved this type of thing. And, their farming strategies were just bunk. And if it wasn't a one-size-fits-all, and if it wasn't imposed from the center, then, if a farmer had the wrong strategy, he would go out of business, and then the other farmer over here had a different strategy, he would prosper, and then people would get the idea. But no, not that. No. It's all going to be the same. All work same. All starve same. 80 million people. We'll be right back.
It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives. We are diseased. Our IQs are plunging and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world. Program of the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance, and now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which, again, all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered, and I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go.
InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a cult or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we were talking about Governor Kristi Noem and various sheriffs who have stood up to these unconstitutional orders. There is some hope, folks. There is some hope. And I want to go back to this story that was New York Times. A Liberty Rebellion in Idaho threatens to undermine the coronavirus orders. Yes, that's right. We are going to threaten to, not only going to threaten, we're going to refuse to obey the coronavirus orders. The virus is ordering us around, right? It's not orders from a public health official who has now become a dictator. It's not orders from the government. They're just guidelines and recommendations. They're not executive order. Oh, no, no. Yeah, you can use whatever euphemism you want. That's why I said, you know, they're not going to declare martial law. They're not going to say this is an executive order from the federal government. No, they're going to issue guidelines and recommendations, and they're going to have governors pressure each other, the media primarily pressuring, and the federal government, the White House, pressuring people. They won't have the integrity to say it's martial law. But we do have the integrity in some of the people in Idaho, in this particular area. As Ammon Bundy was saying, yeah, you know, we met here. The New York Times says, yeah, Governor Brad Little of Idaho ordered people not to meet like this, and they did it anyway. You see that? You see that? You know, same type of thing you see CNN and Oliver Darcy and these little snitches out there. You know, oh, look at this. He said this. I didn't agree with him, and so that's evil, and that's hateful, and you got to take this person down. Silence them. Ah! You know, like straight out of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. One emergency doctor said, even if it's just a small group that wants to exercise their right to assemble, it puts the community at large at such a high risk. No, actually it doesn't, doctor. This is the same argument, folks. If you allow them to push this argument, this is the same argument that was used to push forced vaccination. I have my vaccine, and that's going to protect me from the measles, but only if you get your vaccine, too. Well, then your vaccine doesn't work then, right? Oh, no, no. They have that Orwellian doublethink drilled into them by these little medical tyrants and by the pettifogging bureaucrats usurping authority. It is a herd mentality, as Governor Noem said. State Representative Heather Scott, a Republican from Blanchard, Idaho, northwest of Coeur d'Alene, is encouraging her constituents to push back on the statewide stay-at-home order. She says people have, quote, a God-given, constitutionally protected right to peacefully assemble. Where would she get that kind of idea? Has she been reading the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or something? Some kind of subversive rag like that? She should be reading the New York Times and watching CNN and Fox. Yeah, those are dangerous ideas. We need to stamp that down. Tim Remington, a Coeur d'Alene pastor, who was appointed to the State House of Representatives in January, led a church service. Can you imagine this? What kind of a subversive person is this that's been appointed to the state legislature? He would actually lead a church service when the coronavirus orders him not to? 4 days after the stay-at-home order went into effect, says New York Times. And then you've got in Bonner County, Idaho, Sheriff Darrell Wheeler posted an open letter saying the public had been, quote, misled by public health officials, dire predictions, and he called on the governor to convene an emergency session of the legislature to debate the stay-at-home order. Good for that sheriff. Yeah, why don't you call together a session to see about this rather than you just acting like a dictator? So you got another doctor quoted by the New York Times. This is Dr. Good. Dr. Good. He's a good doctor. He's a Dr. Good. And he had this to say, which, by the way, I would agree with what he had to say for the most part. He said, don't take legal advice from a doctor. I agree. Don't take legal advice from a doctor. Don't take legal advice from a bureaucrat, a self-serving bureaucrat like Fauci, President Trump. Listen to this doctor, President Trump. Don't take advice from a deep state globalist operative like Fauci, or people will think that you're one. Don't take legal advice from a doctor, and don't take medical advice from a sheriff. Well, the sheriff wasn't giving any medical advice, and the doctor wasn't giving any legal advice. The doctor is pushing orders, doctor's orders. That's the difference. He's pushing executive orders. He's pushing a suspension of law. And you shouldn't take legal advice from a doctor. You shouldn't take legal illegal orders from a doctor either. And you ought to listen to a sheriff when he says, in the spirit of liberty and the Constitution, this is what the sheriff said, in the spirit of liberty and the Constitution, you can request those who are sick to stay home, said Sheriff Wheeler. But at the same time, you must release the rest of us to go about our normal business. All right. It's starting to surface. We got a sheriff here. We got a sheriff there. We got a state representative over there. We got the Bundys who are rallying this stuff. It's going to happen, folks. We're going to take this country back. Mr. Bundy said in an interview that a group in the Boise area was looking for a venue to host an Easter service this coming weekend. Can you imagine the horror for the people at the New York Times? You mean somebody is going to host an Easter service? How dare them? How dare them? With a potential crowd of 1,000 people, Mr. Bundy said a man in Twin Falls hoped to host communion in a park, an open-air communion, right? Oh, no, that's really dangerous, right? No, I read to you what the infectious, if you want to have some advice, listen to the infectious disease doctor who in Australia said, yeah. Being outside, outdoors, as long as you maintain your distance, that's a healthy thing. Mr. Bundy himself is now leading regular meetings with dozens of people to assess how to fight back against what he calls government overreach, including with a physical presence if necessary. He says, I will be there and I will bring as many people as I can. We will form a legal defense for you. We will perform an active political defense for you. And we will also, if necessary, provide a physical defense for you, so that you can continue in your rights. Yes, folks, it's very much like what Oath Keepers did in places where they were having riots and looting. And Oath Keepers went in and provided protection for the shop owners and so forth, defensive protection as a deterrent. And it is a deterrent if you see people up on the roof with guns pointed at you saying, don't loot this store. These are not the droids you're looking for. No Jedi mind tricks. just the right caliber. That is, it's necessary because the government is the one that's doing the looting now. The government is the one that is lighting our house on fire. The federal government and all the people down the pyramid chain of command that they imagine in their mind exist. It's not what's in the Constitution, but it is the power structure that they have envisioned. And if you want a glimpse of your dystopian police state future, as Michael Snyder pointed out, just take a look at Walmart. As a matter of fact, we've got video clip number 5. Let's play video clip number 5. You guys have
starting
that?
This weekend, Walmart stores nationwide will now allow no more than 5 customers for each 1,000 square feet inside the stores at any given time. That equals about 20% of a store's capacity. The move could increase wait times,
but for customers like Katrina,
it's worth the added safety.
Walmart today is like really busy. The lines was really long. You know, not too frustrating. You know, they moved at a good pace, but like, overall, I try to get in and the hell up out of there.
Other big box stores are also taking steps to keep customers and employees safe. BJ's Wholesale Club will also start to limit customers inside the store and have added things like cough guards and social distancing signage to encourage safety precautions.
Yeah, that's enough. Let's hold that because we've got to get a break. You know, when they talk about how Walmart is going to set up one person per 1,000 square feet. Well, you know, that's significantly more than they need to do, isn't it? I mean, you know, if you got to get 6 foot distance between you and other people in two different directions, that's 36 square feet. They're going to 1,000 square feet. And, I've seen this type of thing being done at grocery stores, at Costco and so forth. And we see, the retailers who have engaged in this. And you know, it's interesting. It's always the big chains, the big boxes that are doing this. That's one of the reasons why they're shutting down the mom and pops. Because these people will partner with the federal government. They know that they will get bailouts and they will get preference over the small businesses. That's why they do this type of thing. Folks, take a look at the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I was talking about vitamin D3, which is now back in stock, winter sun. Very, very effective at helping your immune system. As a matter of fact, autoimmune diseases are always linked to vitamin D deficiencies, as the NIH has said. So it helps to alleviate those conditions. You can get it 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients of the highest quality, like black walnut and others, that are in this baby. And then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, and your First Amendment right to tell others about the incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com, sold out for 4 months, now back in stock. For a limited time, get 40% off. People are doing their own research, and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, the bestseller for 5 years, with the nano silver, the tea tree, and the iodine. It's selling out. It's still 50% off. And the iodine's selling out. The X3, it's 60% off, because I want you to experience how amazing it is.
The ultimate tyranny would be a nanny state that would not allow anyone to ever do anything that could possibly hurt them. And that's the globalist plan. And now Mr. Fauci at the NIH, last night in the press conference, standing right next to the president, said, we're going to have a global lockdown, because he talked to world leaders, until not one more person is dying or one more person is infected. The video is posted on InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the precedent where not one person can die from the flu. Not one person can die from a cold. Everyone will be surveilled in live time by their cell phones and apps and drones and an absolute straitjacket of pure medical tyranny. And remember, it's Big Pharma that has all the level 4 bioweapons labs that keeps leaking all these man-made viruses. They're holding us all hostage. Oh, and he talked about forced inoculations.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Music, free speech. speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we reported last week, and Kellen McBreen did a story about it. We talked about what was happening down in Bastrop County, a county that is, I think it's adjacent to Austin and Travis County. A judge down there, Bastrop County judge, put out an order, and it was particularly petty and tyrannical and dictatorial in its tone and nature and its prohibitions and so forth. And when Governor Abbott overruled these same types of laws in San Antonio and Houston saying you can't go to church, can't, it's not essential, we're going to shut you down if you have a church meeting and various other things, Governor Abbott came back and he said, no, we think the churches are essential. People can exercise common sense. They can exercise social distancing. They can do it safely. We're not going to just do a blanket order to shut down churches. And so he shut them down. And so Kellen forwarded this to this petty judge, Paul Pape, I think is the way he pronounced his name, in Bastrop. And he wrote to him, he said, Abbott overrides your unconstitutional order shutting down churches. Thank God for a real leader. Can't wait to vote you out. And then the judge replied. Let me read you the reply. Kellen, I don't believe we have met. Perhaps someday. Have you read my order? Lay them side by side, and you'll see that mine and the governor's are identical on churches. My order certainly does not do what you claim. No, actually, I read the order on air, and I think Kellen said he linked my report, my on-air report, to this guy as well. No, it actually specifically mentioned churches. Said there will be no worship services, there will be no funerals, there will be no weddings. No, nothing. Oh, and by the way, you make sure that, you know, you do this on video. But if you do video, you better make sure that there's no more than 10 people there filming whatever it is that you're pumping out to other people, or we're going to shut you down. And so Kellen replied and said, sorry if you were offended by my opinion. No, Governor Abbott recognizes that worship services are and religious services conducted in churches. Quote, and he quoted from Governor Abbott's order. Governor Abbott says, quote, religious services conducted in churches, congregations, houses of worship, unquote, are, quote, essential services. You, however, won't allow more than 10 together in church. And you say that you allow, quote unquote, us to convene using video or drive-in services. Abbott doesn't say anything about that. Abbott isn't forcing businesses to check the health of their employees before each shift. That was another part of the executive order of Paul Pape. Grand Pape, I guess. Maybe that's what we should, he's not, the Grand Poobah of Bastrop County, Grand Pape. He actually went in, it got even more petty than just saying you can't have any church services or funerals or weddings or any of that kind of stuff. He went in and actually said, if you're a business that's open, you're going to have somebody check all the employees at each shift, you know, test their temperature or something like that. And you are going to have to keep records of that. And we'll come by with some kind of health inspector to make sure you're doing that. So you're going to have some medical personnel there that you're going to have to hire in order to stay open. And then he went further, as Kellen pointed out, he went further and said, oh, and by the way, we'll graciously allow you to get some things that you need, but you're not going to be able to get more than, and he said, two rolls of toilet paper and this and that. You know, he had quantities that this Grand Pape, petty tyrant, was going to allow people to buy when they went to the store. You know, again, there's some hope coming for us. And we reached out to Ammon Bundy. He's agreed to come on the show tomorrow and talk about this. And Governor Noem, you have a open invitation as well. I want to support people who support the Constitution. We have to stand up for our liberties. We must stand behind these people who are willing to do that. People in authority who are willing to do the right thing, and not people like Paul Pape in Bastrop County. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, We brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about Gates, Kissinger, Soros, Gorbachev, the evil empire, the evil network of these people. Henry Kissinger is back. 96 years old, and he just got an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal because, you know, the Wall Street Journal loves his globalism. The Wall Street Journal, where Peggy Noonan was saying, if you're not panicking right now, you don't understand. Panic. Panic is a good thing. You got to panic right now. No, it's not. Even if this were as serious as you say it is, and your fudged numbers are collapsing as we speak on a daily basis, your predictions are, you know, this is happening much, much more quickly than the fraud of climate change. Climate change fraud, you know, like, look, we have these projections, not about weather, because, you know, they can't predict weather 5 hours in advance. I constantly have this discussion with my wife. she puts a lot more stock in the weather predictions than I do. And I said, they can't predict the weather. They don't know what they're doing. I went to the American Meteorological Society a few years ago. They had their national meeting here in Austin. And I saw all these scientists who were diligently working to try to come up with weather prediction models and unfortunately failing for the most part. I mean, why do you have literally hundreds of papers and speeches and displays on the floor talking about their individual models and how they're trying to predict the weather? And when you sat in on some of their speeches, and I did, I sat there and I listened to them make their presentation, several cases. And, you know, these guys are doing real science. They come up with a model and then they test whether or not that model was correct. And they were able to do that within a day or so, you know, because they're trying to make weather predictions on a matter of days. And so then every single one of them is failing, and they're sharing the information with each other as to how they can get these models to be more accurate. And when you come away from the American Meteorological Society's meeting and you realize that they can't predict the weather as hard as they're trying and using real science that accurately, then these projections that go out for decades, as they do with the so-called climate science, and the climate so-called science, let's put it that way, they're putting these projections out there, folks, and they're just trading on their credentials. They're arguing from authority. They're not arguing from data. They're not arguing about the correctness of their models. They haven't tested their models because models take decades to look at. But we've now had decades. And we've seen these people go from global cooling to global warming to just to climate change and so forth. We've seen their models about melting ice caps and so forth all fail. And so, you know, we've had situations where Al Gore 20 years ago was telling us, by 5 years ago, all of the polar ice caps are going to be melted and so forth. So that narrative has failed. And now we've got this, but that was moving very slowly. Now, all of those same things and those same kind of restructuring of our society under an authoritarian, centrally planned government that is pushing out forced austerity, You can't live like this. You can't live in a house like that. You can't have a car like that. You can't eat meat like that. You're going to destroy the planet. You can't even breathe, right? Can't excel. That's carbon dioxide. That's evil. All of these pronouncements, they're now being ushered in by coronavirus orders because we're all going to die. And this all came on us very, very quickly. And it's all the same stuff we saw. You know, an exponential curve that we've got to all tremble and fear before. And the problem for them is that, again, this all eventually gets shown to be garbage, a fantasy, bad models, bad data, bad conclusions. And so they've got to start rolling out the big guns to try to pull this thing in. And so, you know, Wall Street Journal is having Peggy Noonan tell everybody to continue to panic. You got to panic. If you're not panicking, you're not doing this right. You got Henry Kissinger writing an op-ed piece that he entitles "The Coronavirus Pandemic Will Forever Alter the World Order," and in this, he tells everybody that we have to protect the liberal world order, and not even the U.S. he says can, in a purely national effort, overcome the virus. And so it has to be an international effort, right? That's the conclusion. This is a call for globalism, and we should react exactly the same way that China did. We should do exactly what China did. He writes, when the COVID-19 panic is over, many country institutions will be perceived as having failed, right? And it's going to be a post-coronavirus order, as he calls it. He says, no country, not even the U.S., can, with a purely national effort, overcome the virus. Addressing the necessities of the moment must ultimately be coupled with global collaborative vision and a program. And so he talks about setting up a Marshall Plan. Now, they spell it like, you know, remember the Marshall Plan at the end of World War II? General George Marshall, how we, Lend-Lease, you know, well, not Lend-Lease, that was beginning of the war, but basically giving them money to rebuild their society, the Marshall Plan. That's spelled M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. That was his name. But no, I think really what Henry Kissinger meant to write was M-A-R-T-I-A-L, that kind of Marshall Law Plan. Kissinger says in the past, of course, he said, you know, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Just like Mao said, power comes out of the barrel of a gun, and these guys love power. He has three proposals in his op-ed piece. First of all, it's health, right? America must show up the global resilience to infectious disease. How? Well, we've got to have technologies for infection control and vaccines across large populations. This all comes down to vaccines. These all, the end game solution for all these people is that you got to take away all of your freedom. You got to take away your economic freedom as well as your civil liberties. They have to track you for your own good, and they have to set up world government because no other way can you handle any of this stuff. And you have to have vaccines. That's where these people always go. Bill Gates, of course, is talking about how he's going to spend billions. He's got a lot of different plans for vaccines. As a matter of fact, they're starting the first trials of one of these vaccines today. Remember, when we had swine flu, Fauci rushed that through in just 4 months. A lot of people were injured by that. And all these lies that they were saying, well, it's going to take us at least 18 months to do this. Well, it would take them 18 months to do it if they weren't to ignore all their own guidelines. And even the 18 months of testing is not sufficient. So, you know, you take a look then at his partner, Bill Gates. He called the free market, quote unquote, inept. You know, when it comes to solving climate change, as New American points out, he was even inducted, Bill Gates, inducted into the Communist China's elite Chinese Academy of Engineering and a big proponent of population control. Again, the globalists have always promoted population control, and that's why the Chinese dictators did that for them. You know, they made China, Kissinger and these globalists, they opened up China. They allowed China to use slave labor. They allowed them to pirate intellectual property. They allowed them to manipulate their currency. They allowed them to put up asymmetric trade rates so that their trade tariffs were 10 times what ours were for products coming from them to us on a given product. And in exchange, China decided they would roll through these types of restrictions that the globalists wanted, you know, like the one-child policy. And they did that for a very long time. They now have a surplus, a big surplus of males because it resulted in gendercide. And that's a real problem for them. They need to have a war. They really do. If they don't have a war, that's going to be a very dangerous, untenable position for them. And so, you know, when we look at this, we'll have more about the proposals from Gorbachev, from Soros, from Kissinger, from Gates, the usual suspects. And, of course, you know, Soze Nitz, he doesn't exist. What's that guy's name, Soze?
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I notice, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out? And I went, oh, my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now, Prostagard at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness.
Sometime during the month of March in the year 2020, the nations of the planet began to slip permanently into a form of martial law. A technocracy, a control grid, enforced by a medical tyranny, aided by robots and drones, overseeing the human population. Everyone was suspect. Everyone could be a carrier. It didn't matter if it was the common cold that had been weaponized. It didn't matter it came out of the Wuhan Level 4 bioweapons lab. It didn't matter if Bill Gates' fingerprints were all over it. The crime was so big that no one dared challenge the power structure. And thousands of years of hard-fought basic jurisprudence and human rights disappeared in the twinkle of an eye. And humanity slipped beneath the waves of the long, dark winter. It's been sold out for more than 4 months, but our best-selling vitamin D3 and vitamin K formula is back in stock. Winter sun. In the fall, in the winter, as you know, your body, when you're not getting sunlight on the skin, does not produce vitamin D3. So it's important to ingest it. But a lot of people do not absorb it well in the gut. So you take this formula under the tongue. It tastes sweet naturally. Let it sit there about 30 seconds to a minute, and then you swallow the rest, and it's just amazing. It's back in stock, and yes, we're going to offer it at 50% off because that's the right thing to do during this crisis. So winter sun, 50% off. We also have Ultra 12, highest quality B12. It is also available. Take it under the tongue, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, and we have X3, even though it's going to sell out, super high quality deep earth iodine, it is 60% off because I want you to have it right now. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, complete surveillance, the eye in the sky, watching every move that you do, and using that to essentially read your mind, that is what's called geospatial intelligence. If they can be the eye in the sky, if they can have what Uber calls the God view, you know, they go back and they look at where all their Uber vehicles are by tracking the apps and so forth, and they can see everything everywhere all at once, they call that the God view. And that's really what all of this tracking software that is being put in there is about. But of course, Bill Gates takes it to a very, very personal level with the vaccine / tattoo, you know, all in one that he got the people at MIT to develop for him. And, you know, when we look at the various steps that were outlined by Henry Kissinger before we move on to what's going on with the vaccines, again, Henry Kissinger, the first thing we have to do is we have to set up a global program to do vaccines across large populations globally. They need a global vaccine. They need a global government. They need a global military, and on and on. They were pushing all of this and getting you used to that under the climate change regime. But, of course, that was a BS narrative, and everybody could smell it. People are now, however, buying into all the different aspects of that because they truly are frightened and panicked. And that's exactly what Wall Street Journal and the mainstream media want to do to you. Again, crew reminded me it was Kaiser Soze from The Usual Suspects. But our usual suspects here, Henry Kissinger, Bill Gates, Mikhail Gorbachev, George Soros, all these people. Usual suspects and close friends with Fauci. He just seems to turn up all these different places, you know, like how, like Gump, Forrest Gump, you know, Fauci is kind of the Forrest Gump of this crowd. These pictures are turning up with him all over the place. Funny how that works. Step two, of course, is going to be throwing big wads of cash at the big businesses and big bankers like they did in 2008, that kind of corruption. And then the third step is to make sure, as Kissinger said, that we don't allow nationalism to thrive in this. We don't start enforcing borders. You know, because in Europe, you know, the EU say, no, we're going to lock down the individual countries, but we're going to keep the borders completely open to immigrants, right? So you got to make sure you do that. Got to make sure that you can sell that doublethink to people. Yes, yes, you've got to shut down everything within your country, but you don't need to shut down your borders. You know, people can just flow in here. Because, you know, if they're coming from another area, they're just fine. Unless that other area is somewhere already in Europe. So Kissinger wants to make sure we don't let the coronavirus push us toward nationalism rather than internationalism. And that's his third proposal. He says the pandemic has prompted an anachronism, a revival of the walled city in an age when prosperity depends on global trade and movement of people. Well, no, we actually don't depend on that, Kissinger. You depend on that. And we're going to cut that off for you and your pals. We really are. We're going to do it one way or the other. If President Trump is not with us, we're still going to do it. We can do it, and we can do a grassroots movement. And it's about time people wake up and stop looking for some savior in government. I tweeted out, I thought it was kind of interesting, you know, that this narrative about how this is going to be the worst week. I mean, we look at the fudged numbers. How ridiculous is that, that they've got this pinned down to a date certain where the number of deaths are going to happen? I mean, these people take their models far too seriously. Any real scientist, anybody who has done this, if they take themselves and their models that seriously, you shouldn't take them seriously. Anybody who's done this knows how malleable those things are. But I think it's very interesting that they would put this out and say, no, We're going to cancel Easter because that's going to be the peak death rate. See, Easter has always been about Easter and Passover, which has been canceled now in Israel and so forth. That's always been about deliverance. And, of course, at Easter time, we celebrate Christ's death and resurrection and his salvation, rebirth of society, you know, your rebirth through his resurrection and so forth. And yet Godverment wants to crowd that out. Godverment wants to tell us that we're going to keep you locked down. And we will let you out of the tomb because we're God, right? We're going to let you out of the tomb of your confinement after Easter. And we don't want you worshiping Christ or anything like that. You know, that's just not essential. We are the ones who are essential. We are the ones who are your saviors. We're the ones who give you life. You need to look to us. You need to look to government for a handout. You need to look to scientists to cure this. Yeah. Yeah, bow down and worship them. Gorbachev said it's now time to revise the entire global agenda. Again, another one of these globalists. He says we need to demilitarize world affairs and then reallocate funds from military purposes to the purposes of serving human security. Yeah, see, he comes in peace. They're here to serve mankind. And you find out when you read their plans, when you read the plans of the Rockefeller Foundation, and their simulations in the Gates Foundation, and when you look at what the UN has been doing and their proposals, UN 2030 agenda, you find out that when they say we're here to serve mankind, it's kind of like that Twilight Zone episode where the aliens came to Earth and they said we're here to serve mankind, and they got on board the ship and they found out it was a recipe book for how to cook people. Yeah, they're going to serve you on a platter. Just understand that when he says we're going to demilitarize world affairs, what they're going to do is they're going to take the guns and they're going to turn them on you, inward on you. We got to just save people's lives, says Gorbachev. And he says, I believe the preparations should start now for an emergency session of the UN General Assembly. And it should be about nothing less than revising the entire global agenda. Oh, you got to revise it? You mean the UN 2030 agenda for smart cities isn't good enough for you? You got to have something else about that? And it's going to extend everywhere into the, they're going to say that the church is not essential. They've already said that the family is not essential. As a matter of fact, they hate the family. You've probably seen the article from the Soros Foundation writer, Sophie Lewis. This is something that was published by Open Democracy, this thing that is funded by George Soros about abolishing the family. Because, you know, coronavirus. And she said the family homes are, quote, fundamentally unsafe because of coronavirus. And, of course, they're also rife with inequality. And goes on to talk about all the worst possible outcomes of abusive relationships that could happen in a family. So she puts a family out there as a worst case scenario. Says it is an oppressive structure, that housework is like physical and psychological torture. Like to see her house. And that the private family qua mode of social reproduction still frankly sucks. Isn't that funny? She puts in this sophistry of qua mode, and then the vulgarity there. You know what that means? The private family fashion of social reproduction. Yeah, we should hatch people, you know, like Brave New World. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, a huge development just took place on the police state New World Order doomsday clock. Walmart has announced, as of yesterday, that no one can buy non-GMO heirloom seeds or other seeds that produce more fruits and vegetables. Communist regimes especially always block farmers getting planting seed because they want to control people. Mao did this as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is communist blueprint. Seeds are absolutely essential for people to grow their own food, but they don't want you to be self-sufficient. We have the widest selection you're going to find out there of non-GMO heirloom seeds from 8 different companies, fruit trees, everything. Get them while you can. We have a huge selection, but we're going to sell out quickly. InfoWarsStore.com. Get these seeds that could plant for thousands of years, creating new seeds while you still can. InfoWarsStore.com. This is a gigantic, sickening, evil development, but we can take action by farming and gardening now. When the globalists and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out. 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Get Living Defense, 40% off. DNA Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to see the contempt with which this Open Society Foundation author, funded by them, has for the individual family. Again, the private family qua mode of a social reproduction that still, frankly, sucks, as you had to say. And again, to translate that out of her academic sophistry, the private family fashion of social reproduction still frankly sucks, is what she's saying. She goes on to say, it genders. Yes, that's right. We do recognize biological genders. We are not trying to gaslight or psychologically manipulate children. That's right, unlike you. It genders, it nationalizes, and it races us. It races us. I cannot stand these academics and how they coin terms like it races us. It norms us for productive work. Yeah, she turns race and norm into verbs and so forth. Anyway, it makes us believe that we're individuals. Oh yes, we're not individuals at all. We're part of the herd. Get rid of that crush the individuality. That's the point of open society. We must crush nations. We must crush families. We must crush individualism. That's the point of these people. And that's really what is behind all this. And that's why it is so outrageous that this would be allowed to happen by President Trump. It's antithetical to everything that he said he was going to do. Antithetical to the Constitution. Antithetical to the Bill of Rights. Antithetical to our human rights and our individualism and our dignity and our nation, President Trump. You're allowing these people, these bureaucrats, to destroy this country. That is unforgivable. Meanwhile, George Soros is also funding the idea that we're going to have nationwide drop boxes, as if elections really do matter. They do at the local and state level. NewsGuard and ElectionGuard, I'll remind you, were created by Bill Gates, by DARPA. It's funny, I never see anybody else mention this. Nobody ever mentions that. Are they afraid of DARPA? I'm not afraid of DARPA. You should be concerned about what DARPA is funding, just like you should be concerned about the bioweapons. You should be concerned about DARPA. You know, they've been funding the killer robots, the autonomous killer robots, the self-driving cars. They were the ones to first start pushing the idea of self-driving cars. They are the research and development arm of the New World Order. And so, you know, Election Guard, that's going to make sure that, you know, we have a legitimate election, just like News Guard is going to make sure you don't hear anybody other than those that have been given the blue check mark by Bill Gates and his DARPA-backed companies. But anyway, yeah, you know, the idea that you're now going to have just drop boxes, you're not really going to have anybody check. It is a criminal offense, you know, in North Carolina, we're told, oh, that's just racist, you got to stop that. We cannot ask anybody for a photo ID. And I've given you the story about a friend of my brother-in-law's who went to North Carolina. All you have to do is just show up and give them a name and an address. You don't have to show them your driver's license that shows that you live there or photo ID, anything like that. And my brother-in-law's friend went up to vote, and they said, sorry, you've already voted. And he goes, what? And he said, yeah. And so has this other person, and they mentioned his long-deceased mother. She had already voted as well when he went on Election Day because, you know, North Carolina has some of the longest, I think it has the longest voting period of any state because that was engineered by the Democrats when they were in power. And so now George Soros is proposing drop boxes where there's not going to be anything at all in terms of ID. They claim, well, we'll have video cameras there. So what? You think that's going to validate anything at all? You know, when I first saw this, I thought they're going to have nationwide drop boxes. You mean, is this kind of like what they do in the Chicago elections where they put the old mechanical voting machines in the back of a trunk and they drive it around? Come on over here. You want to vote? That's our motor voter program. No, that's just outright corruption, and it's corruption what he's proposing as well. It's already being done in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. It's one of the reasons why they've got Democrats. And it is a pathway. I like this headline from the New American. Coronavirus as a gateway to, quote, global health governance. That says everything. That's absolutely right. That's what's happening. Article by William Jasper. I would just say, though, it's kind of a coronavirus as a Bill Gates way. Not just as a gateway, as a Bill Gates way to global health governance. That's really what's happening here. And understand that it is about population control. It is about using health pandemics and public health officials to subvert the rule of law, the Constitution, and national boundaries to enact a global structure. And then to also put in, of course, the ability to track and surveil everything that you do. Remember, we've talked about this multiple times. I just remind you again, you know, the ID 2020 program that Bill Gates wants to have. And he'd already talked about how by 2020 he wants to be able to, you know, track everybody. Make sure you've had all your shots. You know, it's for your own good. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Except he never ran for office, never did anything. He just bought offices. He bought politicians. He didn't become one. Now, eventually, he said, we'll have to have some digital certificates to show who has recovered, who's been tested recently, and when we have a vaccine, who has received it. Pointed this out from the very beginning. And he funded at MIT and Rice University the quantum dot tattoos, which basically would be your vaccine would produce a tattoo on your skin. But don't worry, you won't see it unless you've got a special light and a special app on your phone, you know, for the police state. And, of course, they're in alliance with the global vaccine people, the UN, the Rockefeller Foundation, and they are producing at least 7 potential vaccines. Gates says that at most his foundation would end up picking 2 out of the 7 vaccines and just throw the rest of them away, you know, because they'll find which ones they like. It won't be your choice. It'll be Bill Gates' choice. I mean, think about that. Not only are you going to be mandated to have a vaccine, but, you know, he's going to fund several of them, and then he will decide and then throw away the other ones. So he will pick the vaccine that you're going to be forced to take. That's The Hill. The Hill is reporting that. It is political, isn't it? Healthy volunteers in Philadelphia and Kansas City, Missouri, will begin testing an experimental coronavirus vaccine today. They're going to get it. The first patient's going to get it today. And it's from Inovio. And, you know, the interesting thing about this is that when they had the Ebola pandemic, they were saying, you know, we can't test the vaccine for Ebola on humans because you can't give somebody Ebola. That would violate the Nuremberg rules, right? And, of course, you can't do that. And you can't run a test, you know, where you've got, we got all these people and we've given them Ebola. And then we've got 2 control groups over here. You know, one of them, we give a placebo like we did with the Tuskegee syphilis experiments. that's your CDC at work there. You know, we can't do that now with Ebola. Yeah, it's even worse than, I mean, that was horrific what they did with the Tuskegee stuff. But Ebola, 80% of the people die. So they said, well, we can't do that. So what does it tell you when they're asking for volunteers for coronavirus? Does it tell you that it's not nearly as dangerous as Ebola? Does it then get you to ask the question, why did we not shut down the entire world economy because of Ebola? You should be asking these questions. Meanwhile, Taiwan is tracking 55,000 people under home quarantine in real time. And, of course, the smartphone will be the method by which they lock you and track you everywhere. I've pointed out many times as it came out of the Ed Snowden documents. It was reported by Der Spiegel in Germany, but for some reason, Americans didn't really pick up on it. The 3 files there from the NSA laughing at you idiots, they said. They showed a picture of the 1984 commercial from Apple about the Mac, you know, and it came out in 1984, and they had a reference tonight. It was done by Ridley Scott. That epic commercial on the Super Bowl. So they said, who would have thought in 1984? And they show that commercial. And then they said that this, and they show a picture of Steve Jobs, and he's holding up a smartphone, that this would be Big Brother. And then the next thing they show is a slide of people at the Apple store.
Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients, the highest quality like black walnut and others that are in this baby. And then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, your First Amendment right to tell others about the incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for 4 months. Now back in stock. For a limited time, get 40% off. People are doing their own research, and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, the bestseller for 5 years, with the Nano Silver, the Tea Tree, and the Iodine. It's selling out, still 50% off. And the Iodine's selling out, the X3, it's 60% off, because I want you to experience how amazing it is. Listen to me very carefully. We have confirmed that California is set within days or weeks to announce a total stay-at-home order and will shut down grocery stores and, yes, even pharmacies, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they're announcing to create total panic, to try to trigger a depression to blame on Trump. Then when Trump doesn't follow suit, they will blame every single death on President Trump. This is a psyop using a real deadly virus. This is super dangerous, and everyone needs to get supplies in now. The food chain is getting low as well, and you need to get the supplements just to be safe. at InfoWarsStore.com and stock up, because who knows in the future if we'll even be able to operate. We're ready to ship to you, though, the day after you get your order in. It gets to you very, very quick. InfoWars is an essential operation and is still open. You can also order storable food again, but take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives. We are diseased. Our IQs are plunging, and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world, program of the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance, and now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which, again, all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered, and I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it, along with the Nano Silver, and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out. Still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that, because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's talk about the cures that they're trying to kill as they push out vaccines. You know, this has become a left-wing narrative to say that Trump is somehow benefiting from hydroxychloroquine, that he's pushing some. And here's how the line of quote-unquote reasoning goes. This is from a rag called readsludge.com. Pharma-funded group tied to a top Trump donor is going to profit from the malaria drug. Well, actually, no. Here's all you really need to know that this is nonsense. Had President Trump, as I pointed out, begging the Indian Prime Minister, Modi, because this is a drug that's used typically for malaria. It's also used for some autoimmune diseases because it suppresses the immune system. And so it's used for lupus and sometimes for rheumatoid arthritis. But primarily in India, they're using it to control malaria. And so they have 4 of the 10 big factories in the world that make this particular drug. And President Trump was asking the Indian Prime Minister for it because he imposed an export ban on it. And I believe at the moment, the best that we could do out of that was that the Indian Prime Minister agreed to honor previous orders before his ban to allow that to go out, but not to allow us to expand in any more purchasing of that. And so when you look at this, my position on this is that President Trump ought to be much more aggressive. He should have been much more assertive. Instead of just name-dropping hydroxychloroquine, he should have said, no, we've got stuff out here. He should have had the courage that one doctor in a small town did when he repeatedly talked about how he had healed a couple hundred, then 350, then 700 people. I've treated these patients, and 100% of them have recovered. Here's what I'm doing. Hydroxychloroquine, I'm using Z-Pax to control secondary infections, and I'm using zinc because it's antiviral. That's what President Trump should have done. We should have had some leadership on this. And we'll talk about what's going on in the White House, the fight, and how the fight against hydroxychloroquine is being run by the fraud, Fauci, the deep state operative that doesn't want you to have anything other than a vaccine. And he's out to kill every cure that anybody comes up with. Any existing drug that's out there, he doesn't want you to have that. You know, well, you haven't had double-blind studies and so forth, and that's the only way that we'll approve anything. You know, that is not, folks, just a bureaucratic dogmatism, a bureaucratic inflexibility. No, he wants you to have a vaccine and a vaccine only. That's the only thing that he will accept because, of course, he works by and for Bill Gates. But here's the reasoning from the liberal left about all this claim. Some small clinical studies, they admit, have shown that hydroxychloroquine may help to speed recovery from the coronavirus. The drug is currently being used in some hospitals, and there is some anecdotal evidence of its effectiveness that has been observed. Well, you know, if this is serious enough that you're going to shut down the world's economy, and you've got doctors coming out left and right, then maybe instead of threatening them, maybe instead of saying you're going to take their medical license, as Governor Whitmer of Michigan threatened and told the pharmacists don't fill those prescriptions. Instead of doing that, maybe you ought to go ahead and let people have this treatment instead of injecting the government into the doctor-patient relationship for which they have no constitutional authority. Shut up and sit down, Fauci. And why is he still in the meetings, President Trump? Why do you have this guy there? Just amazing to me. Amazing. And so here's their analysis. So there's a Jobs Creators Network that was founded back in 2011 by the guy that was co-founder of Home Depot, Bernard Marcus. He's a conservative. He's a Republican. Now, this network that he founded 9 years ago has been funded. They've gotten money from the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. That is just one of the organizations that has given them money. And so based on that, and then based on the fact that Novartis, Teva, and Bayer have all committed to providing millions of doses of hydroxychloroquine for clinical testing, and these companies potentially stand a profit if the drug becomes adopted as a common coronavirus treatment. So based on that, this is obvious corruption for this guy. No. No, the reality is that, there's Big Pharma gives money into this. So do a lot of other industries. But, you know, maybe you ought to take a look at those news organizations that you trust so much, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, and even Fox, they're all funded by Big Pharma, probably at a much higher degree than this Job Creators Network has. But let's talk about the fight inside the White House that was put out by Axios. So the people in attendance were Fauci, Deborah Birx from the CDC, Jared Kushner, because, you know, Jared Kushner should be making all these decisions about your personal health, right? And how to fight coronavirus, because he's a doctor. No, I'm sorry, he's not. He's another one of these people like Bill Gates that shouldn't have a place in the room. This is just pure nepotism. I don't really care what Jared Kushner thinks. Just amazing. Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, and the commissioner of the FDA, Stephen Hahn. And then, of course, there was also Peter Navarro. And Peter Navarro wound up fighting all these guys. Because he was pushing for us to have the free choice to decide in a doctor-patient relationship whether or not we're going to take this treatment. So the FDA guy, Hahn, began a discussion of the malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, according to Axios, which Trump believes could be a, quote, game changer against the coronavirus. Then Navarro got up, and the first words out of his mouth are that the studies that he's seen, I believe they're mostly overseas, show, quote, clear therapeutic efficacy, said a source familiar with the conversation. Those are the exact words out of his mouth. Can you imagine that? Yeah, we see that works. It works. Navarro's comments set off a heated exchange with Fauci and other public health officials who stressed that these things are unproven to their satisfaction. Fauci said, there's only anecdotal evidence that it works. Navarro comes back and said, well, we got studies out of France, we out of China, I think also South Korea. And you might also want to take a look at what this doctor did in New York, Zelenko. Navarro has been trying to source hydroxychloroquine from around the world. He's also been trying to ensure there's enough domestic production capabilities inside the U.S. See, that's the problem. You know, President Trump should just said, yeah, we're going to let people do this from get-go. Get out of the way, FDA. You don't even have constitutional authority. That's what he should have said. He should have said, shut up, Whitmer. You threatened to take physicians' licenses. You interject yourself in that. You know, you need to be impeached. He should have led the lead to impeach her. He should have taken the high ground. He shouldn't have been timid about this. And Fauci's mention of anecdotal evidence, they said, just set off Peter Navarro. Navarro said to Fauci, that's science, not anecdote. Yes, evidentiary. No, this guy just wants a vaccine, as I said. Navarro started raising his voice. You were the one who early on objected to travel restrictions with China. Yeah, that's right, even though Axios says that's wrong. It was the World Health Organization and others, you know, that corrupt politician at the World Health Organization that Fauci vouches for. He was the one saying, this is not contagious. See, China's told us so. We don't need to do anything about that. And so, yeah, it was early on that he did that. At which point, Kushner says, Peter, just take yes for an answer. And the principals agreed the administration's public stance should be that the decision to use a drug is between doctors and patients. Well, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Tell that to Whitmer. Tell that to the FDA. And now we've got a Democrat lawmaker who wants to prosecute President Trump for crimes against humanity. I suggest that you ought to prosecute Whitmer for crimes against the Constitution, for being accessory to murder when she stops doctors from being able to put out an approved treatment, and then turning around and then demanding after it is approved by the FDA, oh, well, then you've got to get more of that to me. I mean, it's just so pathetic. Yeah, we're all socialists now, aren't we? Look, folks, if you want to strengthen your immune system, there are certain things that you can do. And we've got a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamins, minerals. We've now got D3, our winter sun, is now back in stock. It's 50% off. And even Fauci's NIH could not go so far. A lot of other people say that vitamin D3 is essential in a lot of other ways that the NIH or the FDA will not admit to. But even the NIH says, look, you know, we've looked at people who have autoimmune disease. We have seen that they have a deficiency of vitamin D3. And we've seen that if we supplement the D3, that it lessens the pain and the symptoms of these autoimmune disease. So understand that there are things that you can do to help to strengthen your immune system. And that if you have deficiencies in certain nutrients because of your diet or because you're, staying at home, not in the sun, locked up, not getting any sunshine, not getting any vitamin D. Maybe we should call this the shelter at home sun. Winter sun, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's it for today's broadcast. And, you know, it's not just judicial tyranny. We've got to stop the medical tyranny as well, don't we?